Registration opens for the 33rd annual Buckwheat International Ski Classic. And Alaska's Game Board raises legal questions about municipal trapping regulations in Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. For years, trapping has been a contentious issue in Skagway. Public safety concerns about trapping near residences and high-traffic recreation areas led the Borough Assembly to create municipal regulations. But local trappers say the rules are overly restrictive. Now the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has raised questions about whether the municipality's trapping restrictions are legal. At a meeting of the state's Game Board in Petersburg last month, Alaska Assistant Attorney General Cheryl Brooking said that Skagway can't implement its own trapping regulations.
They don't have the authority to regulate trapping. That authority is constitutionally given to the state and has been delegated by the legislature to the Board of Game to set regulations.
Brooking says she has been working with the municipality to help them figure out the process for changing the state's trapping regulations within the borough. The municipality brought its trapping regulations to the state's Game Board for consideration last month, but its proposal was rejected. Alaska Game Board member Larry Van Dale said that while he appreciated the effort to change regulations the right way, the proposal lacked support from local trappers and Fish and Game advisory committees.
They've worked toward a compromise on this, but the fact that this has been opposed by all the advisory committees that have weighed in on it, and we had opposition from the public, I think there's still more work to be done.
In 2013, trapping became a public debate when Skagway resident Bruce Weber noticed traps set near his property on Naku Road. Weber says he didn't oppose trapping in principle, but placing traps so close to a residence seemed unreasonable. When he found out there weren't any restrictions on where traps could be placed in Skagway, he approached the Borough Assembly. What followed was over a year of arguments at City Hall over trapping. Supporters of trapping regulations said they wanted to make trails safe to walk with pets, while opponents accused the city of trying to ban trapping. Ultimately, the assembly voted to prohibit trapping within 50 yards of a public road or marked trail. In more remote areas of the borough, traps must be set at least 25 yards away from roads and trails. Skagway resident Luke Rosher is a trapper who serves on the Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee, a group that provides feedback to the state on hunting and fishing regulations. He believes the restrictions created by the municipality have been overly restrictive. According to Rosher, the steep terrain around town means that most trapping areas are only accessible around existing trails.
By creating buffer zones on trail systems and road systems, you really create quite a huge buffer zone on the accessible areas that you have in Skagway. And the reality is, you know, game isn't going to be running on the most steepest, gnarliest terrain. They're going to take the accessible routes as well.
Trapping in Skagway is open during the quieter winter months from mid-November until February. Trappers commonly target marten, river otter, wolverines, and sometimes wolves. It's not the borough's most popular activity. Rosher estimates that there are less than a dozen active trappers in the Skagway area. But he worries these restrictions prevent more people from learning how to trap.
It impacts future generations of people that want to go exploring and get into trapping. You know, a lot of those areas are limited to people that are really physically fit. Taking my kids to accessible areas, they would have a hard time going with me to accessible areas.
At this point, it is unclear whether Skagway's regulations will face any challenges. When reached for comment, Skagway Vice Mayor Tim Cochran said the municipality is still figuring out what the state game board's decision means for local trapping regulations. The governor's pick to lead the Alaska Department of Fish and Game told lawmakers he'd push back against federal agencies that interfere with Alaskans' right to hunt and fish.
I still think to this day the state's a better manager of our fish and game resources than the federal government is a long ways away. I think you'd rather be talking to me than some bureaucrat back in D.C. 4,000 miles away.
Doug Vincent Lang was a top Fish and Game official under Governor Sean Parnell. In that role, he pushed back against federal protections for endangered species, including stellar sea lions and humpback whales. He told the Senate Resources Committee during his Monday confirmation hearing that he'll continue intensive management of wolf and bear populations. The controversial Predator Control Program is in an effort to conserve moose and caribou herds for hunters.
We're going to do it on a scientific basis. We're not going to just go hell-bent and killing wolves and bears, but we are going to actively manage our populations for the benefits of Alaskans and our economy.
Vincent Lang's nomination was endorsed by hunting groups. Here's Sam Rohr, president of the Alaska Professional Hunters Association.
As president of a group that relies on wildlife to make our living, I can personally vouch for the fact that Mr. Vincent Lang successfully built trust with us.
But Nancy Bale of the Denali Citizens Council, which opposes killing wolves and bear near the national park, said his policy positions are extreme.
So much of what I see from Mr. Vincent Lang is anti-federal sentiment and accusation. In some cases, this stand is not reasonable, accurate, or reflective of the broad public consensus within Alaska.
Vincent Lang was the sole nominee for Fish and Game Commissioner offered by Governor Michael Dunleavy. He was already approved by the boards of Game and Fisheries, which regulate hunting and fishing in the state. Vincent Lang's confirmation now awaits a floor vote by the House and Senate during the legislature's joint session. Registration opened for the 33rd annual Buckwheat International Ski Tournament today. The competition will be held on the Log Cabin Ski Trails north of Skagway on March 23rd. There will be 50K, 25K, and 10K classic cross-country ski races, as well as a 5K kids race. The race is a fundraiser for the Log Cabin Ski Society, a volunteer cross-country ski trail grooming organization. They maintain the recreational trails for all users. The theme for this year's race and adjacent festivities is Alice in Winterland. Participants may dress in Lewis Carroll-themed costumes to be eligible for prizes. Skagway's internationally celebrated snow carving crew, Team Alaska, will create a thematic snow castle. The event needs about 150 volunteers. Registration fees are discounted through February. Registration closes March 17th. You can learn more or register for the event online at buckwheatskiclassic.com. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.